Hi, Woodbury families. It's Mr. Gray here. We have a special episode today, which is all about outdoor science school. Every grade level here at Woodbury has special things to offer. And one of the most special things that sixth grade does is our yearly trip to outdoor science school. All the sixth graders pack up, we take a bus to the mountains, and we stay there for a whole week. And it's one of the most amazing experiences that kids get to do at Woodbury. So you might know siblings or other students or other families that have gone through it, but whether or not you're in sixth grade or another grade, hopefully this will be a little bit of an introduction to that wonderful experience. You'll hear from all the sixth grade teachers in the next few minutes, and hopefully you'll get a window into what it's like to be a sixth grader at Outdoor Science School.
Hi, this is Mrs. Gray. Outdoor Science School is such a special week because it is a full week away from home. For some of our students and their parents, it's the first time being away from home, but this is an awesome opportunity for growth and a challenge. Because we are only gone Monday through Friday, there really are only 3 days that students don't see their families at all. One of the best things about Outdoor Science School is watching students come into their own, build strong friendships, and learn to be more independent.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Lilia Dahl, and I'm going to be talking about the cabins and the food. So for the cabins, there's going to be a boys' cabin and a girls' cabin, so they're going to be separated. And each cabin will have cabin leaders, so the girls' cabins will have a girl leader, and the boys' cabin will have a boy leader. And these cabin leaders will be your go-to person. They're going to be leading all of your activities, and your cabin groups are who you will be doing all the activities with. And in each cabin, there will be about 10 students. And for the food, we get to eat a lot of yummy food the whole entire week. And it's gonna be mostly camp food, and students will be able to get seconds. And there's a whole routine for eating. So students will have jobs, like cleaning jobs or setting out the eating utensils. And we're all gonna be eating together with all the students, teachers, and cabin leaders there. And at the end of our eating routine, we look at our food waste chart to make sure we're creating less waste as possible.
Hi, this is Mrs. Ostrom. So what do we do at Thousand Pines? We not only learn science, but experienced trail leaders guide us on hikes. They teach us archery, rock climbing, art, and new games. Our sixth graders come home with lifelong memories and many times new friends.
Hi, I'm Miss Simmons. Thousand Pines is in Crestline, California, which is at 5,000 feet elevation. It is in the mountains, so it can be cold. In years past, we have had weather ranging from the 20s to the 70s. Last year, it snowed all week. The kids got to go tubing and had snowball fights. The fact that the weather is so unpredictable and different from home makes it for a really special week.
So that's a quick rundown of Outdoor Science School. Again, it's one of the most fantastic experiences for students. It's often stressful for parents, but ultimately it's one of the best memories that Woodbury students get to take with them for the rest of their lives. So if you know students that are going or have siblings or other families that are going, make sure to ask them about it or see how they're doing with the whole experience. You can always ask a sixth grade teacher about it. We're happy to tell you more information. And of course, check out the recap that we'll have on Woodbury Weekly shortly after. So we'll be gone at Outdoor Science School from February 4th through 7th. So wish a sixth grader well and check in with them after. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.